This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, I just heard top of the hour news, you know, about this company. And I've read the article a couple days ago about how this Wisconsin company is offering for free to implant chips in its employees who volunteered, and they want to implant them between the thumb and the forefinger. And it's no big deal. It's just so simple and so quick, and they can implant this RFID type grain of rice size chip inside their hand. And at the top of the hour news, we heard this guy say, you know, sometimes he forgets his password on his computer, and wouldn't it be nice if he doesn't have to remember his password, and maybe he can use it to fly as his boarding pass, and he can do banking with it. And isn't this just wonderful? Well, here's what I've learned. So I did a little bit of research, and I read this article, you know, before the news report came out. And so this Wisconsin company is offering, this is NPR.org, the article. Wisconsin company is offering to implant tiny radio frequency chips in its employees. And it says they're lining up for the technology. The idea is a controversial one, and it's an ethical issue. Okay, Three Square Market is the company. They're the first to provide the technology to their employees, and they say it's this device that lets them have this rice grain size RFID chip implanted between their thumb and forefinger, and they can make purchases in the break room. Isn't that wonderful? They can open doors, they can log into the computer, and they can use the copy machine. This is like really, really wonderful, right? So these employees who have lost their minds are willing to do this. Dr. Shealy, do you have any medical thoughts about it?
It's called insanity.
Okay.
On the other hand,
no disagreement.
Interestingly, they're implanting it in the single strongest acupuncture point in the entire human body, Hoku, or large intestine 4. That's that point between the thumb and the index finger. And right there is Hoku, which is the it is stronger than all other acupuncture points. Now, what that suggests to me is these people are likely to have some serious GI problems if they don't get brain problems first.
Yeah, and that's why I asked you if there's a medical concern because of that Hoku point. And there you have it. And that is the very point where if I apply Air Bliss, I mean, within seconds, I'm grinning from ear to ear. And that's what I do before the broadcast. And I'm telling you, class, it absolutely positively works. So putting an electrical device, an electronic device there, is insanity to me. And here's how these things work. These RFID chips sit there and they don't do anything until they're excited by electrons near them. So if there's a reader that transmits and reads the RFID chip, so when you get near it, when you get near this reader, it will excite the RFID chip and it will transmit. Now, can they be cloned? Yes. I can. There's an article that was reading during the break, and it says the RFID hacking underground. And this guy developed a very homemade. He developed a device. He built a coil, a transmitting and receiving coil. He powers it. He hides it on his person. He can't see it. He gets near a person with an RFID chip, or gets near an RFID chip on a product that you can purchase. You know, there are products that have these chips in them now. And his, or doors that have RFID readers, he can get near there. And he can get next to a person that, get next to a person that has one of these RFID type badges. And he can clone it from a distance, not far. I mean, you know, a few feet away. He can clone it. He can read it. And then he can create the signal that the RFID chip creates when it gets excited. So, can they be hacked? Sure. Absolutely. So, when you go to the bank and you give them your hand to pay for something, can that be cloned? Yes. Can it be cloned when you go to the restaurant? Yes. Can it be cloned when you go to the airport? Yes. So, how good are these things? I don't think they're all that great.
Good.
That's besides...
Good. On a scale of 0 to 100, they're way below 0.
Right. Right. So, how good are they? I'm not interested in them at all. You know, it's right up there with tattoos, Dr. Shealy. I've told our children that if any of them gets a tattoo, they're out of the will. Out of the will. And so now I need to add another page. And if you get an RFID chip, you're out of the will. Pretty soon, I guess there's going to be multiple pages in the rules. But really, parents, think about this. Do you want to have your children chipped? Do you really? Do you want to have your animals chipped? We're not doing it. We don't have our dogs chipped. Really? Why would we do that? Why would we do that? You know, if we want people to know where home is for our animals, we'll put a collar on them. And we'll put, if found, please return to, with our address and our phone number. Simple as that. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. As a matter of fact, when we had our expo, we had... We talked to this guy who makes dog collars. And what he does is he puts a little badge on the dog collar in brass. He engraves it, and it would say Vincent Finelli, the address of the farm, and the phone number. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? As simple as that.
Oh,
no electronics required.
By the way, I just sent you a photograph of a hand with an implanted chip. It's much bigger than I expected, even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, they make it seem like it's no big deal. You know, class, when you get your blood drawn, you know, I always say, you have a smaller needle. this needle, it looks like it is the diameter, actually larger than the lead of a number two pencil. So if you think this isn't going to hurt, we don't even use needles that large on our cows. Because we don't want to hurt them. This is a huge needle. It really is. And I'm not interested in having someone stick that in me. I'm not. And I feel very strongly about this. So after the broadcast, I'm going to call up our children and say, and by the way, I just want to let you know there's an addendum to the no tattoo thing.
That's no
Dr. Shealy, just let's digress to the tattoos. Medically speaking, aside from it being unsightly, ugly, disfiguring the human body, aside from all that, aside from if you've got a toned body when you're young, and as you get older, you might sag a little bit, and that tattoo's going to sag with you. Aside from all that, is there a medical concern that you have about the ink of the tattoo, or the person who is tattooing you, or the cleanliness, the hygiene, the sterility of the tattoo needles and equipment, and or being used on other people before you? Any of that? Is there a medical concern that you have about tattoos?
All of the above. Not literally, actually, sterility is the thing I would worry most about. But from my point of view, it is truly desecration. I mean, I consider the human body to be part of divinity. Anything created by God is part of divinity. And so it is actually destroying a sacred object, the body. I think it's the most, well, it's just unacceptable. Now, what else can you say?
Class, you know, we raise Black Angus cows. I don't even like putting ear tags in their ears so I can tell one from the next and the next. And it's difficult, you know, when you have over 100 cows to figure out who's who. And, you know, to figure out who's giving birth to who and who the calves are from which mamas and so forth. So, you know, we need to do that. If it wasn't for that, I would not want to put ear tags in our cows. And we only put one in. You know, lots of farmers will put multiple ear tags, you know, both ears, multiple tags. We don't do that. We try to have the absolute minimum, what would you call it, insults to our cattle. And, you know, just poking that ear tag through the ears is something that's probably a little bit painful, and we don't like doing that. But we have to in order to figure out who's who. Dr. Shealy, when I like to eat salad. I really do. And this is the time when the tomatoes are starting to come in season. I love eating tomatoes. I wash them, and I'll put some balsamic vinegar and extra virgin olive oil on them and a little bit of Himalayan salt. A little bit of pepper, some fresh basil out of the garden. I'll cut that up, and that'll be a meal. What do you like? What does Dr. Shealy like to have as ingredients in his salad? Based on everything, based on taste, based on nutrition, based on everything you can think of. What do you do when you make a salad, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I love balsamic vinegar and olive oil. Mm-hmm. And there's so many different varieties of balsamic vinegar. I mean, it's wonderful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while, I like ranch dressing, buttermilk ranch dressing. And so I will buy a bottle at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. But I would say 75% of the time I use vinegar and olive oil.
Mm-hmm. And I remember being at my grandmother's house on my mom's side, and it was always the same thing. It was red wine vinegar and olive oil and a little bit of salt, and that was it. That's what went on the greens and the tomatoes that came out of the garden. That was salad. It was tossed, and then it was refrigerated for a short time. It was fabulous, but not balsamic vinegar. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So in Great Britain, they're thinking about reducing some pollution. And they're thinking about doing it by banning some vehicles. Not all vehicles. Just the ones you drive. Like, if you drive a gasoline-powered vehicle, which just about everybody does, or if you drive a diesel vehicle, which a few of us do, Great Britain wants to ban them in 2040. That's 23 years from now. So they want to ban them because they feel that they are polluters. And they have some of the dirtiest roads on the planet there, and they're going to do something about it, and that is to ban the internal combustion engine. And Volvo has determined that they're going to stop making internal combustion engines, and they're only going to make electric vehicles. I just want to let you know, class, that there is no such thing that I know of at this point that is viable, that is in production right now, that will generate some kind of energy that is not polluting. And if you look at electricity, you know, at the point of use, meaning at the outlet in your house, it doesn't pollute. Okay, it doesn't. However, getting it to your house, there are losses. There are friction losses or resistive losses in the transmission lines. And then there are losses in the generation of power. Now, one power type generation, which is hydro, does not pollute very much. Okay, It causes problems where the dams are. It pollutes in the construction of the equipment, the insulation, the plastics and the metals and the mining and so forth. There's pollution involved there, but not in the generation of power. Nuclear, yeah, that pollutes. That pollutes by creating toxic waste that we don't know what to do with forever. And then gas, natural gas, that still pollutes the air. Oil, that pollutes the air. Coal, that pollutes the air. So even though at the point of use it appears that electricity is clean, it's unless it's hydro, I don't know of a clean way of generating electricity without pollution. So in England, Great Britain, they want to ban the internal combustion engine. Okay, fine. Well, what about the trucks? What about the trucks that bring the food to the supermarkets? What about the trucks that are involved in the supply chain of everything? What about the jets that fly the jet set around? What about the jets that fly these alleged representatives all over the country with their entourage? What about that? What about the convoys of vehicles that escort the alleged representatives from point A to point B? What about the wars that these alleged representatives cause all over the planet that pollute the planet? So I just wanted to share that with Dr. Shealy, that that's what Great Britain is thinking about doing, ending the almost 150-year reign of the internal combustion engine. And we'll not stop there, okay? Because if you have a rototiller, that's an internal combustion engine. If you have a weed whacker, it's probably an internal combustion engine. There are some electrically powered ones. Lawnmowers, yeah. So chainsaws, there are a lot of gasoline-powered devices that that are polluting as well. So it's a big problem. I'm not saying I have the answer. I'm just saying it's a big problem. Dr. Shealy, your thoughts on that?
Well, I think at this point it's crazy. But other than that, what's new in government? I haven't seen government do anything that I can consider great. Period.
Yeah. Well, actually, they take holidays. And it's really nice when they go and take a holiday.
They cost us quite a bit more money because they pay themselves for all kinds of expensive ways of doing it.
Yeah, and they've exempted themselves from the rules and regulations that they foist on us. Dr. Shealy, there is a concern about indoor pollution. Of course, there's outdoor pollution.
Oh, yes.
And then there's indoor pollution. And I was reading an article, we'll talk more about it. It says, the air in our home is ruining our lungs. And what's causing it? Well, those of us with gas stoves, those of us who use spray cleaning products, what's it doing? It's causing more asthma cases.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money.
Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey.
Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk.
Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience.
A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
800-474-9159.
Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide.
800-474-9159.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, we're back. We're back with Dr. Norman Shealy. And, you know, we were talking about pollution, indoor air pollution. It's causing lung problems to lots of us. And what's being blamed? Well, our lifestyle. And this article in the dailymail.co.uk talks about Well, forget outdoor pollution. It's in the air in your home that's ruining your lungs. Study warns gas cookers, that'd be like gas stoves, and cleaning products are driving an asthma epidemic in the U.S. and the U.K. It says outdoor air pollution causes 200,000 early deaths in the U.S. and 40,000 in the U.K. But experts warn indoor air quality is also a danger as we spend more time inside. So what are the risks? Well, mites trigger asthma. Mold infects our lungs. Gas appliances with nitrogen dioxide causes problems. And cleaning products. And what are they? We spray them. We have these wipes that you open the canister and you use them. And if you've tried the product called Fantastic or 409 and you inhale that, wow, you know that that's doing damage to your body when you breathe those products. So, Dr. Shuey, this is an article that talks about the molds, the fungal spores, the dust mites, which can trigger asthma attacks, breathing difficulties, and it's associated with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, indoor air pollution, something that we need to consider eliminating. And it's easy. It's easy to eliminate, except for the mold, the black mold. Other than that, just stop using some of these products. Open the windows, right? What are your thoughts?
Well, obviously, artificial, this, that, and the other, synthetic fibers are also a major contributor. Formaldehyde, for instance, out of certain kinds of carpet. We don't have any such in our house, so that's mm-hmm. never a problem. I don't know how to get away from the use of bleach. I think it is, you know, occasionally essential for sterilizing something, but I don't think you should spray it. One thing that probably is safer than bleach itself is Nixol. It seems to be very safe, even on the skin. But I think the most important thing is to avoid artificial. I think artificial fabrics, artificial stuff is number one. Now, if you live in a city, anywhere, even Springfield, there's no such thing as fresh air. The air itself is already highly more chemically polluted than anywhere else. I guess halitosis is better than no breath at all. Any air is better than none. But I definitely don't like it.
Dr. Shuey, in our house, for the last 12 years at the farmhouse, I've had running 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, an ion generator. And what this thing does is it emits ions into the air, which cling onto airborne dust particles, and it causes them to fall down. And they fall down on everything. They fall down the furniture, the carpet, the floor, and then we have a vacuum cleaner that we vacuum them up. But it's not just any vacuum cleaner. What we've done is I think that vacuum cleaners redistribute dust around the houses that they're operated in, because typically a vacuum cleaner has a bag and it traps some particles and some dust, but some of it gets right through the bag. So what we did was I plumbed into our house a central vacuum system. And while we were building it, I ran the plumbing and I actually hooked up a shop vacuum cleaner to it in the garage. And we would turn that on in the garage, and then we'd use the hose in the house and it'd put the dust in the garage, which the garage door would be open. But then eventually, I was able to find a central vacuum system, and I then send the dust that gets through the filter system outside. So we don't redistribute the dust in the house. We pick it up with a 35-foot long vacuum hose and then send it into the garage, and then what doesn't get picked up by the canister gets sent outside. So that is our approach to to minimizing the amount of dust in the house. But we live in the middle of nowhere, as you do. Have you experimented with these ion generators to cause the dust to fall down rather than be lingering in the air for a longer amount of time?
Yes, I have. I have explored those over the years. Do not use one continuously. I think partly that's because, you know, 8 months of the year we have open windows, living on a farm with no chemical pollution. I actually like the smell of ozone. I mean,
yeah.
To me, it's one of the. It's not like a perfume. It's just an energizing smell.
It smells like fresh air. It smells like the air after a rain.
Exactly.
That's what it smells like. So if you're wondering what the smell of this ion generator is like. But, you know, there are some negatives to it. So, for example, if we don't stay on top of removing the dust from the floors or any flat surface, you could write your name in the top of our refrigerator. I mean, because it only takes one day. It's quite effective. So you may want to look into an ion generator. And this thing, what does it look like? It looks like a cylinder. It looks like a round cylinder, maybe 12 inches tall. And it has a diagonally sloped top to it. It's black. It's silent. There's no fan. And it has a fuzzy top where the ions are emitted. And it's like a steel wool, except it's made out of brass or copper. And so that's what it is. It's silent. It uses very little electricity, maybe 5 or 6 or 7 watts. And there are no moving parts. It just sits there, generates the ions, and they cause the dust to fall. Dr. Shealy, I wanted to talk about something that you've mentioned many, 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 many times. And, of course, now it's making even more mainstream news. This time it's the BBC.com, and they're saying sperm count drop could make humans extinct. They're saying that they did an assessment, and they studied between 1973 and 2011, and they're finding that the sperm count is way, way, way down. 52.4% decline in sperm concentration, and a 59.3% decline in total sperm count in men from North America, Europe, Australia, and New Zealand. And they're saying that eventually we may have a problem with reproduction in general, and it may be the extinction of the human species. That's how serious this is. And you've been talking about this for years. You've been talking about the decline in sperm count.
Yeah, well, over 25 years ago, I did a study on men with low sperm counts. There is an acupuncture circuit in the body called the Chung Mo, T-C-H-O-N-G-M-O. And treating men, I think we had 8 men that we treated with Chung Mo stimulation, and all of them had a significant increase in sperm count. So it can be reversed with one of these age-old, you know, centuries, millennia-old approaches of using acupuncture. On the other hand, I've been talking about this for almost 40 years because we have known that sperm count has been decreasing throughout the world.
And is this toxicity? Is it lifestyle? Is it stress? Is it all the above?
I think it's all of the above, but it's mostly, again, poison.
Mm-hmm.
Among other things, guess what would help poison it? My least favorite product in the world.
Glyphosate.
Yeah. But that's just one of thousands of chemical pollutants.
How about sugar? Is that, do you think, just...
Well, sugar would...
That's what I mean.
But it's the amount of it and the wide variety of foods in which it's been placed artificially that is the real problem. Remember, sugar, table sugar is not a food. It is a chemical. It's like going to the chem lab. There is no natural source where you would eat or get out of the food pure, unadulterated table sugar.
And what I was thinking is that sugar would be in lieu of eating something that has nutrition.
It would be displacing vitamins. Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be displacing vitamins and minerals because just from sheer content. And I forget the amount of sugar that we eat, but it's a small mountain per person. It's alarming when you add up all the sugar that's in all the products that we eat over a year's time. It's staggering the number of pounds of sugar that we eat. Staggering. I don't have it at the tip of my tongue as to how much, but it's a lot. Reading an article about men who have not been circumcised, and it says that bacteria under the foreskin raises men's risk of HIV by up to 63% because it acts as a virus gateway to the body. We talk about that when we come back, Dr. Shuley.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Shealy's with us, and if you'd like to get the same newsletter that I get, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, what's the best way to set up an appointment if we'd like to come see you in Springfield, Missouri?
Well, 417-351-5221.
Class at 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. So, Dr. Shealy, there's this article I was reading about bacteria on under the foreskin of men, and it could cause a problem, so it needs to be kept clean. Your thoughts about...
This was done when I was in medical school, Vince. Of course, we didn't have HIV then, but it was known that uncircumcised men had a higher incidence, for instance, of cancer of the penis and all venereal diseases. And so, you know, some people bitch and moan and complain about circumcision, but from a health point of view, it is one of the simplest, safest, and I, properly done, I know no downside to it.
How about later in life? How about someone who's 30, 40, 50?
You're doing it at that age, at any age. I mean, actually, I was not circumcised until I was 19.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in medical school, I chose to have it done based upon adequate information.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, what you mentioned taurine during hour number one as a deficiency that might be involved in seizures. What is the recommended amount of taurine as a supplement that our class should consider?
Well, if someone has seizures, I would give 1,000 milligrams three times a day.
And 1,000 milligrams,
to,
1 gram.
Up to twice that much for treating hypertension.
Okay, 1,000 milligrams three times a day of taurine. Is it just taurine that is packaged, or is it typically packaged with something else?
Well, taurine comes in its own capsule, yes.
Okay. All right. That was my question. 1,000 milligrams or 1 gram three times a day with food, without food?
I don't know that it matters. You know, it's one of those things. I think it's absorbed pretty well whether you take it with or without food.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, I was given a shaving mug rack, and I was thinking about putting it in the studio. And this was from the Great Depression era. It came from a barber shop, and where barbers would allow their customers to bring in their own shaving mugs and their own shaving soap and their own shaving brushes. And where I'm going with this is, so the customers would say, you know, don't use, you know, the previous guy's soap on my face. Don't use his shaving brush on my face. So the barber would have a rack with each of the customers' shaving mugs with their soap. And when they came in for their daily shaves or every couple of days for a shave, the barber would use the brush and the soap and the mug from each individual customer. However, each individual customer did not have his own razor. So while they were being shaved with their...
Okay.
So my question is, when we go to the barbers, and if we do get a shave, do we need to be concerned about hygiene and sterility of the razors?
Yes.
I've
never been shaved in a barbershop and never plan on it.
I agree. I don't plan on it either. However, I do know that barbers do that, and I do know that barbers did that, and I have seen the razors and the leather straps, and I've seen all the equipment, and my concern is, who doesn't get nicked? Well, I know that a lot of people get nicked by barbers, and they bleed, and what is the concern about getting some disease from that razor? And is there a concern, Dr. Shealy?
I have to say I even hope that they do something to sterilize the electric razors that they use on your hair.
Yeah, but they don't.
I'm not going there.
So, Glass, you might want to think about where you get your hair cut. You might want to go to a place where you see them use sterilizing solutions on the combs and so forth. That's just the beginning. Dr. Shealy, thanks so much for being with us.
Have a good one.
You too. We'll see you next Wednesday. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.